It doesn't work that way. All right, Jamal says, so Nun Ches Amud Beis. We left off. Okay. Good. Fine. Good. Okay. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. Thank you. Tanu Rabbanan. Haroa Kivrei Yisrael. If one sees Jewish graves. Nun Ches Amud Beis, about the 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines down in the wide lines. Not in the widest lines, in the middle wide lines. Tanu Rabbanan, right? Haroa Kivrei Yisrael, if someone sees Jewish graves, Omer Baruch Asher Yotza Eschem Badin, Vizan Eschem Badin, Vikilkel Eschem Badin, Va'osav Eschem Badin, Va'osid Lahakim Chem Bedin. So if someone sees Jewish graves, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Kino Melech Olam, Asher Yatzar Eschem Bedin, created you in judgment, sustained you in judgment, fed you in judgment, collected you in judgment, and ultimately will restore you, Lahakim Chem, will bring you back in judgment. Also, so that's the bracha we still say to this very day, with a couple of different modifications, when one goes to a cemetery. Mar Breit Ravina, Mesayim Ba, Mishmei D'Rav Nachman, V'yodea Mispar Kulchem. So Mar Breit Ravina would go ahead and finish off the bracha in the name of Nachman with the statement of V'yodea Mispar Kulchem, and knows the number of all of you, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never loses track of the dead. Rabbi, so this goes back to the sugya that we've spoken about earlier, which is the yisod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed into us, that ultimately the living forget the dead. Now, even though the living never fully forget the dead, the idea is that there comes a certain point in time, the Gemara says, after Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, that the dead seem to slip into the recesses of the subconscious, that a person is not constantly preoccupied with thoughts of the dead. It has to be that way, otherwise you'd never be able to move on from loss. So you might have thought that just as the living tend to forget about the dead, so too does HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamashlam, that's not the case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgets about the dead. V'os l'chayoschem u'l'chayim eschem baruch mechayi hameisen. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim. What happens if you see the graves of idolaters? Omer Busha Imchem. So you say this statement that we spoke about before, the Busha, the embarrassment of your mother, meaning saying to the Ovdei Kochavim, what an embarrassment you are to your parents that throughout your whole life you never discovered. It's not talking about becoming Jewish, it's talking about just not serving idolatry.
Is this driving through also, or does that have to really be the moment?
Say it once more.
Driving by?
No, it's only if you're Omate. It's only if you're only besoch kibre Yisrael, not if you're driving by a cemetery. Amar Rabbi Shlomo Levi, Haro es chaver le'achar shloshim yom. If someone sees, Amen. Let's say bless you. Right. So if someone sees his friend after 30 days, Omer Baruch Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'yanu lazman hazeh. So a person hasn't seen their friend for 30 days. Baruch of Shechiyanu la'achar yud beis chodesh. If 12 months have gone by and I haven't seen my friend, Omer Baruch mechaye hamesim. Now, also, I want to point something out. The Shechiyanu is with Shemu Malchus, with the name of God, right? The Baruch Mechayim Esim is not with Shemu Malchus, right? But the idea ultimately is Baruch Mechayim Esim, after 12 months, you haven't seen someone, it's like a resurrection. Amarav, Ein Hames Mishtachach Min Alev Ela La'achar Shnei Masar Chodesh. So we just alluded to this before, that Rav says the dead are only forgotten, after 12 months. Shene'emar Nishkachti Kemes Hayisi Kikli Oved. I was forgotten like the dead. I was a lost vessel. So just like the Mishnah brings down, that halacha l'maisa, if Rabbi said, if you lost the kli, right? The Mishnah above Metzia brings down, if you lost the kli, so how long did you have to be machr is it? Right? 12 months, 3 regalim. Right? Over the course of 3 regalim. So just like a person is miyash, a person gives up hope of finding their vessel after 12 months, so to the fact that the Pasuk compares the forgetfulness of the dead, or forgetting the dead, to forgetting a kli, just like the kli is forgotten after 12 months, so to the dead are forgotten after 12 months as well. Now, I will say, to be clear, it does not literally mean that the dead are forgotten. Like we said before, it means that the dead are no longer necessarily in the primary consciousness of the individual, but slip a little bit more into the subconscious. Rav Papa v'Rafuna Breit Rav Yoshua, Hava Ka'azli Ba'archa. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breit Yavshua were walking on the road. So what happened? Pagu Bei B'Rav Chanina B'Rei D'Rav Ika. They bumped into Rav Chanina B'Rei D'Rav Ika. So they got very excited. They said, this is now Rav Papa and Rav Huna said to Rabbi Chanina, to Rav Chanina, braid Rav Ika, Rav Chanina, right? We're so excited too. We're going to make two brachos. What are the two brachos? Number one, Baruch Asher Chalok Michach Masol Liyireyav. Number one, the bracha that you're saying, like Hamut Chacham. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you gave of your wisdom to those who fear you. And number two, because they had not seen him in a while, Shechyanu. Amalahu. So Rav Chanina responds to them, Ana nami kevun de chazisinchu, chashvitinchu iloi kishisin ribon beis Yisrael. Ubarichna alaychu tlasa. So Rav Chanina said, I am so excited to see both of you, that seeing the two of you for me is like seeing an assembly of 600,000 Jews. And because of that, I am going to make three brachos. Hanach Tarti, the two that you guys made, Shechach Michach Masol Yireyav and Shechyanu, but I'm going to say the one that's only set upon an assembly of 600,000, Ubaruch, Ubaruch, Ubaruch Chacham Harosim. Remember, we learned about this morning. And the bracha that you say on an assembly of 600,000 Jews, which is the bracha of blessed is the one who is so wise that he knows the hidden most secrets of man. Amru Leiv, so they got a little angry at Rav Chanina. Chachimas Kulehai, you think you're so smart? Right, you think you're so smart? Yoivi be'enayhu v'shachiv. Literally, they cast their eyes upon him, and Rav Chanina died. So he'll say, what's happening over here? They're very upset at Rav Chanina. Why? Because it's very nice to want to make a drasha that it's as nice to see us as it is to see 600,000 people. You don't simply flippantly use the name of God in a way that you see fit that's not sanctioned by Chazal. So they were very upset that he made this bracha of Chacham HaRozim when it was not, that bracha was instituted for very specific circumstances. So it's very nice that we're so ba-covered that you take us and you treat us with such covet that when you see us, it's like seeing 600,000 people. But Lamaisa what? We're not 600,000 people. Therefore, you shouldn't use Shema Hashem. So they were so upset to Rav Chanina of using Shema Hashem in vain that he died. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Haroa es habahakonim. So I'll say now we're going to speak about a couple of interesting situations. If someone sees bahakonim, bahakonim are spotted people. So it must refer to some type of skin pigmentation issue of people who literally walk around, they have spots all over their skin. Omer Baruch Mishana Habrios. You say the bracha of Mishan HaBrios. Mishan HaBrios means that God creates Mishuna Dika, you know, different looking things. It's not a disparaging statement, it's just a statement that's made ultimately when something is out of the ordinary, unusual. So the Gemara says the following, Meisvei, I bet the Gemara says 1 second, Meisvei, Ro Esakushi, if you see Nabosi, here's what's interesting. Kushi, people often think that Kushi means black. So Kushi is not just black. Kushi's very black, meaning, you know, often a black person is more brown than black. The Gemara over here is talking about, I don't know like what parts of the world you would associate this with most, but it's a real dark black. So from the Gemara's perspective, seeing someone who looked like that was an unusual occurrence. To see a dark-skinned person, or even what we call black today, that was not uncommon. To see someone who was black, that was uncommon. Or Gichor. So the Rashi points out to the Rabosai, Gichor is the Rashi here. No, that's Kiteya. Okay, Gichor. So Gichor is, oh no, he does. Adom Harbe. Someone who's very red. Like a very red complexion. Es Halavkon. So Rashi points out, Lavkon is Lavan Yosemidai, which I guess would be like an albino. Lavkon, Ve'es HaKapach, or the Kapach. So Rashi points out, Kapach is Beten Godol Mitoch Ovyov Niras Kamasu Mikupeches. So this is someone who's exceptionally obese. Ve'es HaNanas, Nanas is a dwarf. Ve'es HaDarnikus, or the Darnikus. Darnikus is a person with warts. Person with warts, covered in warts. Omer Baruch Mishana Es Habrios. So we say the bracha of Baruch Mishana Es Habrios. All of these are unusual things to see, and therefore the bracha is Baruch Mishana Es Habrios. Es Hakitea. If someone sees the Kitea, so Kitea is an amputee. Es Asuma, someone who's blind. The Es Pitoy Harosh. This is very interesting. The Pitoy Harosh, Rashi says over here, is Shesaro Kinitma Kol Saro Davok Zebazeh. This is someone with very thick hair that's matted down. I'm not clear exactly what the Gemara means when it says this, but the point is, it's some type of scalpel anomaly. It's the kind of hair that people would not normally have. Ve'es hachiger. So chiger ultimately is someone who has amputated legs, an amputee. Ve'es mukashchin, or someone who's afflicted with shchin, with boils. Ve'es habahakanim, or the spotted people. Omer baruch dayan emes. So a person says the bracha baruch dayan emes. So we'll say, what's the chap? The chap is that these type of things the Gemara feels were things that isolated people. So remember, you know, we have the idea of mitzora chashuv kemes, someone has taras, it's like he's dead. Why is that? Because of isolation, because he's cut off from the community. When a person had these type of, we'll call it conditions, they were very often isolated. So the Gemara said, Abba said, the part that we're focusing on is what? The ba'akonim, right? This condition, this skin pigmentation issue that led a person to have spotty skin. So the first brisa said you say the bracha of what? Mishana habrios. The second brisa said you said what? The bracha of Diana Emes. So the Gemara said lo kashya. It's not a question. Ha mimai imo ha baser de isyalid. One is talking about when you were born with this condition. One is talking about when halacha lemaisa, you develop this condition. Rashi says, "Heicha de Israel baser de isyalid la'achar shenolad nolad bo omer baruch dayan ha'emes." So interestingly enough, if you were created with this, if you were born with this condition, then it's mishan habrios. This is how the Shparuchu made you. If you developed it later on in life, then what? Then you make the bracha is dayan ha'emes. Because then ultimately, because a person will call it contracted this particular ailment, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has visited this particular judgment upon them, and therefore die in HMS. So the Gemara says the following, Dekenami diktani dumya dikiteya shmamino. Fine. So the Gemara says, and the proof to that is that in the second grouping, it groups it with the amputee, which is a condition, right? The Gemara, at least in this case over here, is where a person had these limbs amputated in their lifetime. So just like the amputation is something that happens with the individual once they're born, so to ultimately the ba'akonim that the Gemara is referring to that gets the Diana Emes is when they were already developed after they were born. Tanu Rabbanan. I don't think so. I mean, Rashi, nobody points that out. Yeah. Tanu Rabbanan. If you're born an amputee, it'd be Mishan Abrios. Correct. If you're an amputee during your life, somebody who sees that would say Diana MS. If they're born that way, Mishan Abrios. Correct. And this, by the way, pretty much becomes the standard. If you're born with the condition, Mishan Abrios, happens later on in life, Diana MS. Turn around, bottom. Haroe, if someone sees peel, now this is not dreams anymore, by the way. This is actually, you see it. Haroe peel, someone sees an elephant. Kof is a monkey. Or kipuf, a kipuf is a vulture. Omer baruch mishana es habrios. Okay? Ra.
There's an owl.
I don't know. That's the art scroll.
You can't go by the art scroll.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd get your money back. I hope you find your receipt. Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. The jazz was translated as vulture. Okay, what is Rashi still here? Because of the face. Yeah. Rashi says, Of Shikorin. No. Look at Rashi. I know I was got this and I made this up. Of Shikorin vulture. The Yeshlo Listo Silichaim Ka'adam. What's a vulture? An owl. All right, I don't know. Okay, good. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the truth is, I guess it says owl because an owl has facial features that more resemble a person. Right, it doesn't have a beak. It has like a nose. Okay.
That's
well, Rashi calls it a vulture. A vulture's got to be a vulture, not an owl.
The cheeks.
Archibald doesn't quote the note that maybe it's a vulture.
It's in here.
Come on, throw me a bone over here. Nothing. All right. I stand corrected. That's all right. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Good. We'll go with owl. I yield. Omer baruch Hashanah sabria. No, sure. Okay. Roa brios tovos. The ilanos tovos. I will say, you know, the Baal Shem Tov brings down. He says one of the reasons why you have to spend a lot of time learning when you're alive is because after 120, when you go to Beis Din Shalmala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us a question in our learning. So there's only one question on the entrance exam to Olam Haba. but it's from anything you may have learned during your lifetime. So just, I don't want to take your...
Not with you, vulture.
It's his vulture?
Yeah, this one.
Steinsaltz. All right. Machlokes, Steinsaltz, and Art Scroll. All right. Either way, I will say so for the big test after 120, just remember. So Art Scroll says owl, Steinsaltz says vulture. All right. I learned about Steinsaltz. Good. So the Gemara says like this. Omer Mishanes Abrios. Ra'a Brios Tovos, if you see beautiful creations. V'ilanos Tovos, or beautiful trees. Omer Baruch Shekacha Lo Ba'olamo. You say, blessed is one who has made such things in his world. Ala Zikin. So on Zikin. My Zikin. What is Zikin? So the Gemara says, remember, so the Mishnah already at the beginning of the ninth parak said that on Zikin, we say the bracha of Shekocho Ugvurasa Male Olam. Right, that God's strength and his incredible strength fills the world. So the Gemara says, "My Zikin, Amar Shmuel Kuchva Deshavet." All right, I think we're gonna have another machlokis over here. So Kuchva Deshavet. Take a look at Rashi over here. He says, "Kochav Hayoreit Kichetz Berikia Mimakom Lamakom." So the truth is, it's actually interesting. This is a machlokis in the translation. So some understand this to be a shooting star, others understand it to be a meteor. Now, the truth is, either way, it's the same thing. The idea is you see something streaking across the sky that leaves it. How does that spell translated? Both. Okay. Good. All right. Kuchvad Shavit. Okay. I think that Pashto's a shooting star. The Pashto seems, I think that people probably see shooting stars more often than you see meteors. Yeah. Right?
Meteor.
Rashi says, referring to the meteor. Rambam says, A comet.
Okay, good. All right, good. So, Ramar Shmuel, Nehirin lin Shvili Dishmai Kishvili Dinardo. So Shmuel says that the pathways of the heavens are as clear to me as the pathways of Narda. What Shmuel was saying is Shmuel had a command of understanding of astronomy, that he understood the different constellations. Levar Mikochva Dishavet Delo Yedana Mai Mihu. The exception is this Kochva Dishavet, this comet, meteor, shooting star. I don't know what it is. Meaning what Shmuel was saying was all the other stars fit into some type of greater constellation, but this shooting star, this meteor, this comet, I don't know where it comes from or what it belongs to. Ugmiri, delo avar kisla. However, we have a tradition that the shooting star, I'll use comet, I don't want to deviate, right? What does he say? Comet. The comet never passes through Kisla. Kisla was one of the constellations they had. The Avar Kisla, but if we go through Kisla, Cherev Alma, the world would be destroyed. So the Gemara says, V'haka chazinim the Avar, but we see that sometimes the comets do pass through Kisla. Zivehu da'avar. Zivehu da'avar umischazi ki da'avar. So the Gemara says, in reality, it's not really the comet that's passing by, but rather, what is it? It's the light of the comet that you see in Kisla. All right? So the Gemara says the following. Rav Huna breid Rav Yoshua amar vilonhu dimikra dimigalgal. So Rav Huna said like this, that in reality what it is that what he's now actually defining the Zikin. What the Zikin is, this light that you sometimes see, is a tear in the Vilon. So Vilon is also interesting, because some understand that Vilon is the Rakia. Vilon is the actual tapestry of the heavens. So when there's a tear in the Vilon, some of the celestial light shines through. Umechzi nuhura dirakia. And when the Vilon tears, you could see some of the celestial light. Rav Ashi amar kuchvohu da'akar mehagisa, mehagisa de kisla, v'chazi lechavre mehagisa umivas. So Rav Ashi gives an interesting explanation. He says that Zikin is that a star dislodges from one side of Kisla, and its friend sees it from the other side and gets scared and moves. Umivza umichze keman da'avar. And therefore it looks like it's shooting across the sky. Shmuel Ramiksiv. So Shmuel went ahead and contrasted two psukim. So on one hand, the pasuk in Iyov says, Ose osh ksil kima. Osha osh ksil ukima. Now this again, the Gemara is referring to different constellations. Is constellations? What do you call it with like zodiac? Right, zodiac. All right, different constellations. Uksiv. So just pay attention to the order over here. The order of the psukim over here is Ash Ksil Kima Uksiv Ose Kima Uksil. And in the second pasuk, it changes the order to called kimuk seal. So why does it change the order? Okay, so let's listen to this. Il mali chamas shel seal lo niskayim olam mipnei tzina shel kima. Were it not for the warmth of seal, the world would not be able to endure because of the cold of kima. The omali tzina shel kima, and were it not for the cold of kima, lo niskayim olam unoskayim ilam mipnei chamas shel seal. The world would not be able to endure because of the heat of seal. So apparently, these constellations give off some type of heat and cold. And the idea is that the fact that the Gemara, that the Pesukim reversed the order, indicates that they exist almost in perfect harmony. Because if one was too much, the earth would burn. If one was too much, the earth would freeze. Ugmiri.
Forces are balanced.
Ugmiri have a tradition. Ilav uktsa de akriva de manach benar dinor. Furthermore, we learned that were it not for the tail of akriva, Scorpio, right? Were it not for the tail of Scorpio, de manach benar dinor, that is in the stream of fire. Stream of fire was also the name for one of their constellations. So the Gemara says, "Koman dahavatrika le akbira lo havachaye." Anyone who would be bitten by a scorpion would not live. And also, you have to appreciate something. Also, whenever you see things like this in the Gemara, so remember, how did Chazal know about astronomy? So Chazal's knowledge of astronomy was based on what general culture knew about astronomy. It's the same way that what did Chazal know about medicine? So Chazal knew about medicine, what the general world. So for example, in the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the idea that, you know, bloodletting is beneficial, so Chazal didn't make that up. That was conventional medical wisdom, that bloodletting will go ahead and cure, right? Just let blood, it releases all the negative toxins and everything bad, and you'll be healed. You know, it's interesting, Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Tshuva writes, Mir Hashem, we'll get to in a couple of years, we'll get to Maseches Gittin. So in the fifth parak of Gittin, the Gemara goes through all of these remedies. We did it in Amud Yomi many years ago, and there's some wild stuff there. Like the Gemara talks about the idea, if you have a migraine headache, split open a chicken, put it on your head. And I think it's because once you have a split open chicken, you forget all about your migraine. But so Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes in the Tshuva, he says, it's usher to try these remedies. He says it's usher to try these remedies. For the simple reason, says Shlomo Zalman Arbach, is they don't work. How can you say such a thing about Chazal? It's not disparaging Chazal. Chazal weren't doctors. They were Talmidei Chachamim. So what do they know about medicine? Because that's what everybody else was doing for migraine headaches. They were splitting open chickens. And it's not a Jewish thing. It was a cultural thing. So same thing with these ideas as well. So he says the following. So the Gemara says like this. So he was quoting over here from the pasuk in Yov. Haskasher ma'adonos kima o moshos ksil tifateach. My kima, Amr Shmuel, kemea kochvi. What is kima? This kima was as bright as 100 stars. Amr lei dimekanfi. That because all of the stars are gathered in this one place. Vo amr lei dimevadron. That they scatter. My osh. What's osh? Amr Rav Yehuda Yuta. So Ash is the constellation known as Yuta. My Yuta, Amrile Zanav Tala. It is the tail of Tala is a goat. So which constellation is the name for this constellation?
Ram, Aries.
Good. Va Amrile Resha de Igla. Or others say it's the head of the calf. He's quoting now a pasuk from Iov. Va'ayish al baneha tanchem, and Ayish will be consoled for her children. So the Gemara says Alma chosra. Therefore, you see that there are stars lacking from this constellation. Umischazia top of Nuntes. Umischazia, and it has the appearance kitirfa ditarif. Rashi says dover shuhu chosar. Therefore, it has the appearance of being lacking. The high da azla basra, and that which it follows after the other constellation, the amrla, it says, havli bni, give me back my children, meaning give me back the stars that you took from me. Shebashar shah kodesh baruch, listen to this. Shebashar shah kodesh baruch, bikesh lahavi mabul la'olam. When God wanted to bring a mabul to the world, what did he do? Notol shnei kochavim mikima, behavi mabul la'olam. He took out two stars from Kima. So what happens if you take out two stars from Kima? So that exposes, remember, I'll say, the Rakia, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rakia, so the Rakia is instead of translating it as sky, the better translation is sky divider. Sky divider. Because what did the Rakia really do? It Torah says the Rakia divided between Mayim Tachtonim and Mayim Elyonim, upper waters and lower waters. So amazingly, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring the Mabul, where do the main Mabul come from? The main Mabul come from above. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He essentially had to pull the plug out of the Rakia. So how did he allow the waters to flow from the celestial spheres onto the earth? He removed two stars from Kima. Behavi Mabul Olam, Ukisha Bikesh Lasasma, when then it was time to plug up the hole in Shemayim from Kima, Nato Shneko Chavim Me'ayish, Visasma. He took two stars from Ayish and plugged it up. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Vile Hadrala, why do you have to take two new stars from Ayish and put them back in Kima? Why don't you just do what? Take the two stars you take out from Kima and put them back in. To which he says, it's very profound, Ein Habar Mismale Michol Yaso. Because in reality, you can never fill a pit from its own dirt. Right? It's an amazing thing that when you dig a hole for whatever reason, the hole itself is never filled from the dirt itself. So in order to plug the hole in Shamayim by Kima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took two stars from Ayish. That's why in the Pasuk, Ayish is running after Kima, saying what? No, excuse me. Yes, Ayish is running after Kima, saying, give me back my stars. Inami, other possibility is, in Kategor Naaseh Sanegar. No. That's what? That the prosecutor can't become the defender. Meaning, if the two stars were removed from Kima to go ahead and bring about the Mabul, those same two stars cannot be the same two stars that plugged up the sky to stop the Mabul. So the Gemara says, V'livre Trei Koch V'Yach reading. So this is also profound. So I don't understand, why do you have to take two stars from Kima? Excuse me. Why do you have to take two? I keep on getting confused here. Why do you have to take two stars from Ayish? Right? Why don't you just create two new stars and just plug up Kima with the two new stars? Why deprive Ayish? The Kuti Gemara says, because it says, Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh. Because amazingly enough, after mass celebration, after it was broken the world in 6 days, Ein Kol Chodosh, there's no new creation. The only thing that happens in this world is manipulation of already existing matter, but no creation of new matter. Creation of new stars would have been a Bria Chadasha. Shbaruch Hu doesn't do that. Let's just finish with this. I'll say, Amar Rav Nachman, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachzir on Allah. But the good news is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give back the two stars to Ayish. Shene'emar V'Ayish Al Baneha Tanche. A beautiful passage, right? Ayish ultimately will be consoled for her children. The idea is that when the Mashiach comes, ultimately, the universe will be restored to its state of equilibrium. All right, we'll stop over here.